The Community Empowerment Fund in Orange and Durham County has worked for years to advocate for equitable opportunities to transition out of homelessness and better ways to address housing insecurity in the area. Later on this month, the nonprofit and several other community partners are holding a House Us Now march for affordable housing in Chapel Hill. Joining me today virtually to talk about this a little bit more is Yvette Matthews with Community Empowerment Fund, but we also have Dolores Bailey with the Empowerment Inc. and Quentin Harper from the Interfaith Council, Paris Miller-Fouché from the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. It is a whole gathering of folks, and guys, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much for the invite. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
Ms. Yvette, let's start with you. For those who might not be as involved with Community Empowerment Fund as everybody here on the call, can you share a little bit more about the nonprofit's goals and its methods to support other projects and organizations in our region?
Yes, the Community Empowerment Fund, we are a nonprofit, as you stated, and we are trying to just give people information and make them more aware about certain populations that are in the Chapel Hill and Durham area that are not being supported. In terms of the percentage of the wages that they are making. We also are well wrapped around kind of services. We help people find jobs, help people find hopefully living places where they can afford, which right now, as we both, well, all of us know, we're struggling to make that happen. We know that they are building here in Chapel Hill, but they are not building for our specific population. People who make $7 or $25 an hour, or people with fixed income, low income, or no income. And so we are kind of just really upset about this, and the community is upset about it. We have those people who are here servicing folks every day that don't have a decent place to live. And so we are trying to make that happen, because normal human beings should have a place to lay their heads at night. And it's not happening for our population. It seems to be a forgotten population. Even though we are not invisible, people are not recognizing that we are here. And we are making this statement, house us now, because we want you to understand that it's not just for people above 30% AMI. We are also a population and we deserve better. And that's one of the reasons why we are fighting for this to happen.
Right. You mentioned the 30% AMI there. That is area median income. For folks who might not know that term, can you explain a little bit why that is and why Community Empowerment Fund and all these community partners think that is an important aspect to approach housing?
Yeah, take that, Lois.
So area median income is something I think that a lot of your listeners are familiar with. That is the basic line that HUD has set out for nonprofits basically working with. So we're always concerned about who affordable housing is for, and we base it on the area median income. In Chapel Hill in Orange County, that number is about $39,000. That's affordable, that's 80%. So an individual making about $40,000 at 80% is who would be considered affordable. As Yvette mentioned earlier, if you look at where we're going, what we're targeting, 30%, that's a much lower income level coming into the household. As she mentioned, about $7.25 an hour, that's 30% and below. And a person that makes $7.25 an hour makes about $15,000 annually. If you do 30% of that, that means they can only afford $377 towards their housing. There is nowhere in Orange County a family living off of $15,000 a year can afford anything. And so area median income is important, but what Orange County developers are hearing, especially around rental, is that level that's 80%. And that's a person who is making it. But what we are directing and what Meeting of Their Minds is all about is those families living at 30% AMI and below.
Absolutely. Dolores Bailey speaking there. And of course, you were just hearing from Yvette Matthews with Community Empowerment Fund as well. Yvette, turning back to you, pretty quickly. You were already touching on some of the local shortcomings we are seeing. What are you hearing from people in the community who might be seeing some construction of certain things, but these projects don't necessarily fit with their affordability or their plans?
Well, the community, and you know that's where we specifically target all of our information from, they are wanting to, a lot of things that they're not, that is not happening for people with 30% AMI is that homeless lives matter. You know, people matter in this thing, and living wages, we need living wages now. I guess our vision for this thing is to really make people aware and inform people who are not informed, or who say they aren't informed, or who claim that they don't see this population, to know and be aware that we do exist. A lot of people come into our office and they are working. These are people who are, their circumstances change. They're not people who want to be homeless or want to be on fixed income or low income. Their circumstances change. And so life is life, and it just happens, right? And so what we're trying to make them, make others understand, is that it can happen to you too. You, at the drop of a hat, you can lose your job, and you can be in your car, or you can be sleeping on the streets, because they're not people that are just sitting around. They work too. But you say you go to work and you make $7.25 an hour, and then you come home to your car. That's where you have to live. Or you come home to your tent. That's where you have to live, because Chapel Hill is not building anything that is affordable for this population. And so I think one of the biggest things that everybody wants to get out here, I know we do, is to just let folks know exactly what is going on in this type, in our community, and get on board and help us do something about it.
We're speaking with Yvette Matthews of the Community Empowerment Fund about the House Us Now March that's coming up on Saturday, August 28th in Chapel Hill. And we're going to learn some more details about that, but we've got so many other people on the call who are part of this, including Dolores Bailey with Empowerment. We've got Quentin Harper from the Interfaith Council and Paris Miller-Fushi from the Chapel Hill Carbro NAACP, the Marion Cheek Jackson Center, also very involved in this march too. Dolores, I want to turn back to you really quickly. Obviously, the fight for affordable housing and affordable housing advocacy is something that Empowerment is very, very focused on. How often does your organization team up with Community Empowerment Fund to put on stuff like this?
Brighton, we are always a partner with everyone that's on this phone call today, particularly with CEF around housing people. She keeps calling it the community, and I think we ought to hear that. It's not a different community. It's the same Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County community that she's referring to, those living at 30% AMI and below. And whenever we have a vacancy at Empowerment in the units that we own, in the 58 units that we own, we turn first to CEF. Or whenever CEF has someone like Yvette is saying, who is working every day and coming home to their car, they call Empowerment. It is so important that we unite around this community, this specific community, because they are not invisible, and they are not to have their, we're not to turn our heads against it and around it. I want to believe, Brighton, that people just don't know about this population. And that's why Meeting of the Minds is hammering this in. It's why this is so important, so we can make people aware that there's a problem out there. Empowerment does not have enough units. If we did, we'd open them up. None of the nonprofits, even working together, Brighton, can answer that 12,000 unit need that Orange County talks about. And those 12,000 rental needs are specifically towards low to moderately income, those living at 60% and below AMI. This march is about those living at 30% and below, because we don't have that and we can't do it by ourselves. We need developers to work with us to create this kind of housing. We need all the nonprofits working together. And we need, as Yvette said, we need our politicians making this a priority, making this community, 30% AMI and below, a priority. That's where we're going with this.
And Quentin, turning to you, I know the Interfaith Council works a lot with housing insecure community members. Can you talk a little bit about the need for this and why IFC is getting involved in this march?
Yeah, we have been really glad to partner with CEF, with Empowerment, with the NAACP, and with the Jackson Center, because as Yvette said, our community is saying we are not invisible. See us, acknowledge us, house us now. And so it's just important because we are at the IFC really confronting the effects of poverty and building community with those most impacted. And our folks, the folks who are most impacted, the folks who elected these officials serving in office, have said, house us now. We need housing for 30% AMI. We are here, see us, acknowledge us. And so we've been glad to stand in solidarity because this is what community looks like. This is what building community looks like. Elevating the voices of those most impacted, making sure that they are joining us, making sure that they are volunteering with us, making sure that they are showing up at local government advisory boards to advocate with us, to hold place and space for their lived experience. But also rest assured, we are going to mobilize and get out and vote so that we can stake up, so that we can make a statement that housing for 30% AMI and below for folks in our community is what matters. Prioritize us, see us, acknowledge us. We are not invisible.
That was Quentin Harper from the Interfaith Council. We also have Dolores Bailey on the call from Empowerment and Paris Miller Fushi from the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, which is also a community partner on this. And Paris, I want to turn to you. Obviously, the NAACP chapter, very, very invested in the community's well-being. How does this event fit in with your organization's goals?
Thank you, Brighton. Yes, the NAACP has always prioritized housing and has always amplified health outcomes. And I think it's important that when we're talking about housing that we understand that it is tethered to our overall health in our community. You know, Orange County has been doing a really good job during this pandemic to help keep community members healthy and safe. In fact, the county leads the state in COVID vaccinations, but there's a bigger piece missing. And that piece is a range of housing options for all income levels in our community that meet a variety of our needs, both for renters as well as homeowners. And housing is tethered to our community's health outcomes. Housing has long been recognized as an important social determinant of health. And as the broader community is calling for, as Ms. Yvette has been stated, that the community is really looking to town leadership to address community needs. And House Us Now March is calling for elected officials to prioritize 30% AMI and below. And this march is seeking to amplify the voices of community members whose needs have been marginalized, but whose lived experience is on the front lines of our affordable housing crisis. You know, growing up as a young girl in public housing in Durham, access to affordable housing provided environment central to my family and other families' ability to stave off homelessness. So this isn't peripheral for me. You know, affordable housing provided some relief from other economic and social hardships. In one of our planning meetings for this march, someone said the following, and it really resonated with me. We want to live in a rich community, not a wealthy one, because a rich community is diverse, inclusive, and it recognizes, welcomes, and celebrates everyone, regardless of their socioeconomic status.
We're speaking with the community partners of the House Us Now March that is set for Saturday, August 28th in Chapel Hill. It's going to run from 1 to 5. And turning back now to Yvette Matthews with Community Empowerment Fund to wrap us up as we are beginning to run out of time. Yvette, can you share a little bit more on what people can expect if they are coming out to the event on Saturday? It's going to start at the Peace and Justice Plaza on East Franklin Street. But what can folks expect when they show up, and then where are you guys marching to?
So we're going to show up, like you said, at the Peace and Justice Center. What we will be doing is having an agenda. We will start off with a welcome from myself. Secondly, we will have some speakers there, and we will have an open mic for people with lived experience to express exactly how they're feeling about the community and what they see and what the need is for them. After that, I will teach a song. I'm usually really good at that. I want everybody to know you will be singing, okay, in the song. And once that's done, we'll be marching down Franklin Street to Roberson Street and ending up in front of the Jackson Center. At the Jackson Center, there will be canvassing for cues for voting and that kind of thing. We also will have a live band there so we can entertain and celebrate us making that walk, making that march. There will be food there also, so people won't be hungry, or and water. If you need a ride to the march, if you can't make it, if you're disabled or something like that, you can just let us know. All the information is on the flyer. You can give us a call, or you can email me at CEF and get the information that you need. And we just want everybody to come out and have a really good time. But I think that our main focus is to just inform people about what this is about. And hopefully we can do this a good every 6 months, because we're going to start this and stay in people's faces about it. I know people tend to forget things, and we're not going to let that happen. So every time you turn around, you're going to see a House Us Now March happening. Okay. And people, I'm hoping that everybody will come out. So hopefully it'll be, I know that it's going to be a successful march. We all know that we're going to do the same.
Absolutely. Today's conversation is just the starting point. And you heard Yvette mention a flyer. Head to their website, communityempowermentfund.org, or any of their social media pages, any of the community partners' social media pages, to learn more about the House Us Now March set for Saturday, August 28th. Got a lot of folks to thank on the call here. Yvette Matthews, Dolores Bailey with Empowerment, Quentin Harper with the IFC, and Paris Miller-Fushi from the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Thank you all for taking the time to share some details about this event with us today.
Thank you, Brighton, for your invitation. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brighton, and thank you, WCHL, for caring about 30% AMI community and below. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
House Us Now.
Right now.
House Us Now.
A little tricky to do it socially distanced and virtually, but I think it works.